Chris Ugo is the lead pastor of the King's Assembly Port Harcourt, River State, Nigeria, one church with multiple locations. His insight and inspiring teachings challenge individuals to see and reach for the destiny God has for them. His ministry of God's Word is with simplicity and clarity, characterized by a unique wisdom that has challenged the new generation to live for God. His television, radio, and online broadcasts, Living with Purpose and Power, as well as Breakthrough Prayers, have brought healing and encouragement to millions of people. He is the visionary behind the multi-billion naira modern facility the King's Assembly calls home, and many community development projects changing lives and giving hope to the hopeless. Chris Ugo is a keynote speaker committed to empowering leaders at all levels to positively impact their businesses, communities, and their world. Pastor Chris is married to Pastor Yemisi Ugo, and they are blessed with two beautiful daughters, Jemima and Tiffany. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a befitting Excellence in Leadership 2023 welcome to our speaker, Chris Ugo.
Now let's give Jesus the biggest hand clap. Is that how much we love the Lord Jesus? When your pastor introduces you to come and speak, your life done better. Please help me with a good God bless you and beautiful appreciation to thank these global leaders. They also serve as our pastors, Dr. and Dr. Sam and Nike Adeyemi. Let's appreciate them. Thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you do. Thank you. Thank you. And I also like to appreciate the speaker for yesterday and Bovi and Madam Folake, thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you. Thank you. Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful for the blessings of a brand new day. Today we come humbly and reverently before your word and ask that you breathe upon these words. Change our hearts, transform our lives. Give everyone under the sound of my voice an encounter. Let Jesus be glorified. Amen. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, and God's people say,
Amen.
Please, you may be seated. Have you ever reached a point in your life and leadership where you're stuck? Your life is stuck. Your leadership is stuck. You're stuck as a pastor. I was there several years ago. I was feeling really frustrated. I was discouraged. I just didn't know what to do. I had all kinds of suggestions come to my mind. I knew I could be better. I could do better. I could have more. But I was stuck. And that was really frustrating. I was so discouraged that I didn't have the confidence to take the next step in life. I would always listen to Dr. Sam, then we used to call him Rev. He had this 15 minutes program on radio called Success Power. I don't know how long or if it's still on today. And we will sit by the radio and we will listen and listen and listen and listen and listen and listen. The more we listen, the more, you know, light came. It was obvious I am better than where I am presently. It's obvious I can have more than I have presently. It's obvious I can do. It was just waking up something on the inside of us. I came and I joined DLA too. And I did the whole program. I did my own session of the program. It was such a blessing. I said, no, I have to come back for ELC. I remember I used to sit, there was one ELC I sat somewhere around there. Another ELC I sat at the very back, the other side. Who would have imagined that one day, the same ELC, God would be so gracious to ask my pastor, to ask me to share. Let's give God the glory. So when he was sharing now that you don't know what will come out, the sparks that will be born and what will come out of being in a meeting like this, is massive. It's massive because I was in such a meeting. Don't underestimate meetings like this. I remember I will also come and meet, there's a gentleman called Larry. I'll meet him, I'll buy CDs, I'll buy materials. In fact, one particular occasion, I bought about 92 CDs. Ask, he's still around. And then I will go back and sit down. I must get this thing. I pray, I don't know who you are. I pray that this ELC will make the major difference in your life. Amen. I pray that this will be the shift that you need for what God has called you to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, like the video, the intro shared, I serve as the pastor of the King's Assembly. And it's been encouraging to see what God has done. The greatest blessing I have from my journey of learning from Dr. Sam is that you must pay attention to leadership. You must pay attention to the Lord Jesus Christ. And his simplicity about what he does and how he does it totally changed my life. So today I'm going to share with you John Quincy Adams, the former U.S. president, made this statement. He says, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. And that's who Dr. Sam and Dr. Nike, they have become to us. They have inspired us to be more, to do more, and to lead more. Everything about Jesus is different. We're going to look at Jesus, the simplicity of what he did. Jesus is the greatest leader that ever lived and walked the face of the earth. Jesus' leadership is simple, but yet impactful. And I believe that true greatness is found in following the person and the principles of Jesus Christ. When I follow the person, I follow the principles of Jesus Christ, I enjoy true greatness. In Acts 1:8, the Amplified Version of the Bible, the classic version says, but you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. When you follow the person and the principles of Jesus Christ, you get his power to live for him and walk for him. The power to think differently, the power to speak differently, the power to act differently, and the power to lead differently. And those are the things we're going to look at this morning. To think differently, you cannot break cultural barriers and lead effectively if you don't think differently, speak differently, act differently, and then lead differently. And our model is Jesus. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. But the New Century Version puts it differently. It says, in your lives, you must think and act like Christ Jesus. In your life, you must think, you must act like Christ Jesus. He is the model for leadership. Think differently. That's exactly all the messages I was listening to. It came to one particular message that Dr. Sam then was sharing. He says, if you think better, not my voice, in his voice, if you think better, you will live better. How many of you have heard Dr. Sam say that? If you think better, you will live better. So he becomes the important factor for us, how to change the way we think. In fact, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 24, puts it like this. Be careful, the today's English version, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Be careful how you think. Yesterday, Dr. Sam was sharing with us, and he says, think about what you're thinking about. Be careful how you think. Your thoughts shape your life. But I share with you, your thoughts shape your leadership. Your thoughts shape your family. Your thoughts shape your community. So be careful how you think. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the New Living Translation says, don't copy the behavior, and the New Living Translation says, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So transformation is possible, but you have to let God. And then when you let God do it, he will do it by changing the way you think. You can ask God to do A, B, C, D, but he says, I want to change the way you think. Lift your right hand and say with me, say, in Jesus' name, in this year's ELC, I receive grace for a change in my thinking. From today, I will think differently. In the name of Jesus. Say a big amen.
Amen.
The world conditions us to think a certain way. So when you come to Christ, you come with an inferior way of thinking. And the world is conditioning us to think a certain way. It wants us to believe a certain way, then behave a certain way. And we must break free from this conditioning. It doesn't matter how long you've been a believer. You have to think differently if you must lead differently. We need a mind shift. We need to adjust the assumptions, adjust the beliefs, adjust the attitudes, adjust the way we're thinking that is limiting our lives and also limiting our leadership. Be careful what you allow into your heart. Be careful of the sound you hear. Be careful of the pictures you see. Be careful of the music you listen to. All these shape us into who we're becoming. Think differently, and then you will act differently. It became a major issue for me. The way I was thinking was responsible for my stagnation. Being stuck and being stagnant, I mean, it was so mysterious. In fact, after a little while, some people were suggesting it could be diabolical. This, you're not moving forward. There must be something to it. It cannot be ordinary. What we cannot explain, we bring the diabolical dimension to it. So we make decisions based on suspicions and all these assumptions and beliefs. But the Lord wants us to change the way we think if we're going to lead differently. You can't run away from it. One time I was driving and I noticed that this car, just beautiful Mercedes-Benz, several years ago, it was a 230E, and I really liked that car. So the man parked the car, so I went. I said, you were driving, this car is so beautiful. What happened? I drove past you, I thought you were moving so fast. What happened to your car? I really love this car, but it wasn't moving. What happened to your car? He said, my brother, na Nissan engine he get. You mean you have a Mercedes body, but a different engine? He said, yes. I've never heard anything like that before. But you know, sometimes that's the way it is for some of us in life. We look like we're going somewhere, but we have a different engine. And Jesus wants us to change the way we think. Your mind is your engine. Don't neglect the things you think about. Now, we have to back up a little bit. In Adam, when man fell, our thinking was affected. The way we're supposed to think was affected. And that's how we began to think in an inferior way of thinking. But if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away, and all things have become new. So in Adam, not only our thinking was affected, shame came in, fear came in. Now we can't be everything that God has made us to be. No matter how you try to bring the change from outside, if it is not from inside, it will not last. If you think differently, then you will act differently. The way you think is shaping your leadership. Can I get you to say amen? Amen. Now that I am in Christ, no wonder it says if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. But you have to understand that when he says, if any man is in Christ, it's because he's comparing it to something. If any man is in Christ or any man is in Adam, you're either in Christ or you are in Adam. It's either you're functioning in the freedom, the liberty, the hope, the kindness, the blessing that Jesus brings, or you're still allowing your life to function from Adam with the limitations, with the stops, with the problems, with the challenges, with fear, with shame. If any man is in Christ, as in if any man is no more in Adam, because we're only represented in the kingdom from the two, either in Christ or in Adam. So if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have, and all things have become. Now, he says the starting place is you let God transform you by changing the way you think. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, the NIV translation puts it like this. It says, see to it. So it's my responsibility. It's your responsibility. All throughout the time I was listening to Dr. Sam's CDs and materials, I used to shift the responsibilities to other people. But listening to those materials made me begin to take responsibility for my life, take responsibility for my family, take responsibility for my future. Now, thank God for the city, the state, the nation where you're planted. Thank God, but you are responsible, first of all, for you. He said, you see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. So what do you need to change to help the way you think? Number one, you have to discipline yourself to reject thoughts that are always flooding our minds on a regular basis. It requires discipline. Next, the Bible will always tell us things like, cast down imaginations. Begin to cast down imagination, thoughts that don't glorify God. It's our responsibility to do that. Cast down imaginations. Imaginations that are not in line with where you're headed. Imaginations that are not in line with the picture that God is sharing in your own heart. Imagination that is not in sync with the vision and dream that God has given your organization. You have to cast down imagination and then meditate on God's word to change your mind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I like to read it in the Message translation. If you can put it on the screen, 2 Corinthians 10, I read from verse 3 to verse 6. The Message translation puts it like this. It says, the world is unprincipled. The world is unprincipled. It's dog eat dog out there. The world doesn't fight fair. But we don't live or fight our battles that way. Never have and never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. We use our powerful tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God. Fitting every loose thought and emotion is important because the way you think affects the way you feel. Every thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life that is shaped by Christ. You have to take the responsibility to bring your thoughts to that. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, the New Living Translation. We already know it. It says, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, if there's praise, think on these things. But that New Living Translation says, my dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thought. You see the responsibility again. It's my responsibility to do this. Fix your thoughts on what is true. That's how I measure what I have to think. This thing I'm thinking now, is it true? Next, he says, honorable. Is it honorable? He says, right. Is it right? He says, pure. Is it pure? Lovely. Is it lovely? Is it admirable? Is it think about things that are, is it excellent? Is it worthy of praise? Think on them. You can stop the thoughts from coming, but at least you can control what sits on there. You know, John chapter 17:17, he says, sanctify them with your truth, for your word is truth. That is what is truth. Truth is not the things that they push out there in the media. Truth is what the Word of God says. So it's important that you get into the Word of God because you cannot know what is true. You can't have the basis to measure it. So he says, sanctify them with your word. Your word is truth. Let me show you. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the New Living Translation, it says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true. If you're not careful, if you don't know or don't have access to the scriptures, anything they push out and tell you, they want you to accept. So how do we know what is true? So sometimes they will push out and say, I'm supposed to marry my brother. That is supposed to be true. But it's the word of God that will help us know what is true. Hallelujah. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and it teaches us to do what is right. Only the Word of God can do that. Now, as the Word begins to shape us, then we can shape our families, shape our organizations. It's important that you realize we think the way we think because of the education we're having, because of the environment where we're in, because of the family, how we're raised by a family, and the experiences we are having, it's shaping the way we're thinking. So we must get educated the right way. We must pursue a different experience. And that's why the experience we're having in these 2 days of ELC, you cannot quantify it. Clap your hands for yourselves if you're a part of ELC 2023. Is that how much you need to clap? Can you do it better? It's a beautiful experience. Hang out with people that think differently. Connect with people that think differently. When I met Dr. Salman, I listened to him. I said, it's for years now. I said, I won't let this man go. Whether I'm listening to him physically or listening to his material, all the things he did concerning staff and all the trainings, you know, we're here, we came in, the place was packed, it was serious. And I went, when I was ordering the materials, they were giving me the materials that he preached last month, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year ago. I called the brother, I said, listen, when the church was like 1,000, not up to 1,000, I need those materials that he preached that time, so that I can understand context. Because some of these things he's saying, I don't even understand it. So they went and started fishing out the retraining programs that he had. I don't know if they still have those materials. And then I carried them like loot. By the time I got to Port Harcourt, I sat down. My wife will tell you, I will sit down. Sometimes I do that before I eat. Sometimes I eat before, and then I do that for hours and for years. Even up till now, I'm still listening. In fact, it's because of COVID. Every other place he does his meetings and programs in any part of the world, that's a commitment I said to Lord. I said, Lord, make it possible for me to be able to go to his meetings. So by the grace of God, I've attended his programs and meetings outside this nation. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you. So you must think differently. Think like Jesus. Think like Jesus. The way he started, he says, you've heard that it's been said, but I say unto you, change the way you think. Number two, speak differently. Now that I'm thinking differently. Now, you may think this is really simple, but that's the way Jesus taught us. Speak differently. Words are powerful. If the proof of the change you claim is in the language you use. Now that you are changed, speak like you're changed. Talk what you intend to see. Speak life, not death. Jesus spoke differently, and Jesus is my model. Matthew 7:29. They say he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In other words, he was different. The way he was teaching and speaking was different. After listening to those materials, if you listen to me, I was so negative. It's not working. It will never work. See where we day. See where it not go work. After a while, I started getting checks in my spirit. If you... Especially when Dr. Sam was talking about the transformation about Nigeria, you know, if you talk down on the country like that, I remember that year. How are you expecting to eat the good of the land? Oh. I was already a Christian. In fact, it was so bad that, you know, even when pastors are preaching and I'm watching it on screen, and then I look at the backdrop, please forgive me. I look at the backdrop, I look at the setup of the pastor preaching, and I'm listening to the message, but I'm looking at the set, everything. I say, come, what is all this moi background that we're still? And the Holy Spirit said, I told you to speak differently. So me and my wife, if we entered the hotel once, two of us, as we just sat in and we put on the TV, one pastor just came on to speak, and then the backdrop and everything was not just okay. I said, what is... My wife said, good. I said, Lord, we bless him with good backdrop in Jesus' name. They sent some people to go and arrest Jesus. Bring him. Go and bring him. Listen to what they said in John 7:46. The officers answered, John chapter 7, verse 46. No man ever spoke like this man. If we follow Jesus, we must speak differently. In fact, the Passion Translation says, you don't understand, they were telling them. You don't understand. He speaks amazing things like no one else has ever spoken. A king had a dream in the Old Testament, and nobody could interpret his dream. And he said, we're going to kill all the wise men. Daniel chapter 2, verse 14, the NIV translation. Daniel chapter 2, verse 14. When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke to him with wisdom and tact. With wisdom and tact. We must speak differently if we want to lead effectively. The way we speak shapes our life and shapes our leadership. Daniel, how do you speak to somebody that wants to kill you and then he changes his mind and does something different? Because he spoke with wisdom and tact. Everybody say wisdom. Say tact. Say it again. Say, speak wisdom. Speak it with tact. So we must learn to communicate with wisdom and tact. Inside tact is sensitivity. So when you communicate with sensitivity, politeness, thoughtfulness, refinement, diplomacy, poise, discretion, civility. So Daniel communicated that way. When you speak like that in your family, speak like that in your organization, speak like that in your community, listen, we will begin to shape our environment. Clap your hands and honor the Lord. Let us begin to talk differently. Colossians chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, the Message translation. Yes, I want to speak the truth because I've listened to Christians say, oh, leave me, let me say it like it is. You know me, you know the way I am. Me, I just say it the way it is. I just say it the way it is. Say it with tact. Say it with civility. Say it with poise. That's the things I picked up, that I have to start talking differently. You say, oh, you know, the way where I'm coming from, that's not the way we speak. But where I'm going requires that I speak differently. Yeah, speak the truth, but speak the truth in love. Colossians chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, the Message translation says, it says, use your heads as you live and walk among outsiders. Don't miss a trick. Make the most of every opportunity. Be gracious in your speech. Then he says this, the goal is to bring out the best in others in a conversation, not put them down. Not cut them out. So every conversation has to have a goal. So what's the goal of your conversation? What are you speaking? Are you speaking vision? Are you speaking the language of unity? Are you speaking the language of loyalty? Are you speaking the language of dedication? As a leader, if you're going to make a difference, that's the language I picked up that we must begin to speak. You know? Something very funny happened in the Old Testament in Judges chapter 12. You know, for some of us that come from different parts of this nation, our accent often betray us. So in Judges chapter 12 verse 6, these people were killed because of their accent. They say, pronounce Shibboleth. The man tried and said, Shibboleth. He said, say Shibboleth. three bullets. He said, kill him. May our language of leadership be understood by many.
Amen.
May our language of leadership spare our lives and spare our organization.
Amen.
May the way we speak spare our nation.
Amen.
Say better amen.
Amen.
Next, you have to act differently. So not only think differently, speak differently, but you have to act differently. Not like everybody else. Jesus wants us to act differently. Jesus walked in obedience to the Father. It was obvious. The thing about culture is that everybody has culture, different places. We have different cultures. But the beauty of following Jesus is that we have what we call kingdom culture. So you have to have kingdom values. When I started listening to Dr. Sam, I knew that paying attention to values was important. Values. So the thing about acting differently is about what are your values. In fact, Galatians 5:22 and 23, the Living Bible, Galatians 5:22-23, the Living Bible puts it like this. It says, but when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And here, there is no conflict with Jewish laws. And this is the kind of leadership we're looking for. A leader who expresses love, joy. Can you imagine that you walk or serve with a leader who expresses love, joy, epitomizes peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. A leader that is faithful. The one walking with you is faithful. The one you're walking with is faithful. Gentleness and self-control. Can you imagine a community that has all of this? Imagine a family where the parent, the father, the mother, the children are exhibited, are allowing. It says when you allow the Holy Spirit control your life, this is what you will see. And then the last part is you lead differently. You lead differently. You not only think differently, speak differently, act differently, but you lead differently. Jesus, as our leader, as our model, calls us to lead differently. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20, from 25 to verse 28, Jesus, knowing their thoughts, called them to his side and said, kings and those with great authority in this world rule oppressively over their subjects like tyrants. But this is not your calling. Everybody say, this is not our calling. Look at somebody, say, this is not our calling. So what is our calling? You will see that in the next line. It says you will lead by a completely different model. And that is what Jesus has come to introduce, that we lead differently, with a complete different model. The greatest one among you will live as the one who is called to serve others, because the greatest honor and authority is reserved for the one with the heart of a servant. For even the Son of Man did not come expecting to be served, but to serve and give his life in exchange for the salvation of many. Jesus has called us to lead differently. Jesus himself challenged the culture. He challenged the culture of the day. As a matter of fact, some people said to him, we see in I think it's Matthew 15, he said, your disciples, they are disobeying the traditions. He said, you're disobeying the traditions. The New Living Translation. He said, your disciples, from verse 2 all the way down to 3. He said, your disciples are disobeying the traditions. He said, you unko. That's my rendering. You unko. You unko, that is adding your tradition and removing the word of God, therefore allowing the power of God not to show up. So we must examine our traditions We must examine our culture. We can't throw them away, but we must examine them in the light of the gospel. Where they don't come contrary to the word of God, we must hold on to them. Yesterday I was listening when Bovi was sharing. And you know, we all have culture. If as a pastor I am not culture sensitive, then I'm going to miss everything. Every one of us must leave ELC 2023, making up our mind that we must be culture sensitive. If we're going to lead effectively, we must be culture sensitive. Jesus broke the barrier and led differently. If you read the Bible, the New Testament, you see that Jesus healed on the Sabbath, which was contrary to the norm. Jesus ate with tax collectors and sinners, which annoyed the system. Jesus healed the child of a Canaanite woman. They didn't like that. Jesus allowed children to come to him when they didn't even let children come, you know, when they get together. Jesus spoke and ministered to women when, just like Dr. Nike was sharing with us, Jesus spoke to the woman by the well. Jesus ministered to the rich, ministered to the poor. Jesus led beyond the barriers of race. He led beyond the barriers of tribe, gender, age, and class. And we must emulate him and lead like that. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19. 1 Corinthians 9, 19. The Message translation, I read all the way to 23. This is how Apostle Paul tackled it. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 19. He says, even though I am free of the demands and expectations of everyone, I have voluntarily become a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people. Religious people, unreligious, meticulous moralists, loose-living moralists, the defeated, the demoralized, whoever. In other words, I have become all things to all men so that I can be able to reach them. Apostle Paul was sensitive. He was culture sensitive. I didn't take on, this is very key, I didn't take on their way of life, but I kept my bearings in Christ. But I entered their world. And that is important. I entered their world. And I tried to experience things from their point of view. That's the only way Jesus could save us. He had to come down and sit where we're sitting. He had to live here. He had to experience it. So if you don't experience things from other people's point of view, you will become judgmental. You become mean. You won't like the you that you will see. You will become impatient. Apostle Paul says, I try to experience things from their point of view. I've become just about every sort of servant there is in my attempts to lead those I meet into a God-saved life. I did all this because of the message. I didn't just want to talk about it. I wanted to be on it. Quickly, as we come to the end of my sharing, things it will require love. If you don't love people, you can never adjust and be culture sensitive. Two, it's going to inconvenience you. Three, it's going to require discipline. Four, it's going to require focus. Next, it's going to require a devotion. If you're not devoted to people, devoted to your assignment, devoted to your task, you will never be able to be patient with them. Willingness to grow and stretch yourself, because sometimes they will be leading you into things you're not comfortable with. You're not even used to it, because what you think is different for them is normal for them. Allow yourself to be stretched. Be willing to grow. Stop being afraid to grow. Stop being afraid to stretch yourself. I made that decision as I came here, ELT, that particular year. I will continue to grow and stretch myself. And by the grace of God, I'm still growing and stretching myself. Live your life differently. Lead differently. Think differently. Speak differently. Act differently. Lead differently. Thank you for listening to me. God bless you. Thank you.